Today happens to be Cyber Monday, and to acknowledge the many small businesses that have had to move online to survive the pandemic, we bring you a story behind the success of Pop-Up Makeke. It's a show that's a little bit QVC, a little bit Amazon, and all about helping small businesses across the island. We talk to Kohio Lewis, Executive Director of the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement.
The mission of the organization is to help advance Hawaii economic, politically, socially, culturally, with a focus on Native Hawaiians, of course, right? So that's the mission of the organization. And it's a pretty broad mission, so it allows us to venture into different areas. The pandemic has taken a toll on everyone. I mean, they haven't left anyone behind. And we were very much in the same boat as the rest of Hawaii and the nation and the world, for that matter, in that a lot of the programs that we offer, trade schools, you know, our home counseling programs, our business schools, everything stopped. And we were forced into a place of having to pivot, or, you know, we'd have to close down some of our programs. So pivot we did. And that was the birth and the beginning of the program that we've all come to know, the Pop-Up Makeke.
It really is remarkable because I think the story that I heard was that there were so many vendors that were put out of commission, let's say that would normally sell at Mary Monarch, you know, that kind of thing, and that Pop-Up Makeke really became a venue to connect everybody again.
Yeah, so it started in my office late one night. You know, we were assessing what we were going to do going forward. Everybody was on edge. And it was that same night that they announced on the news that the Mary Monarch was canceled for the year. And we were, you know, we knew that it wasn't just the Hula Festival that was getting canceled. It was also the hundreds and hundreds of small businesses that vend outside of the Hula Festival, the craft fairs. And then we started to think about the Made in Hawaii Festival and many of the other expos that we have all come to know and where we go to look for, you know, our Hawaii-based products. And we thought, what is going to happen to all of them? And we started talking about what if we created a platform that allowed them to continue to sell their products to the customer, not only in Hawaii, but around the world online. And we were going to do something special in addition to creating an online marketplace, and that was to feature these products on Facebook Live. So that was the initial concept. You know, it came from that anxiety that we all felt during the Mary Monarch when that got canceled, as well as all of the festivals and all the craft fairs. So it came from that, and it's just ballooned into a full-blown operation now.
I was thinking just the other day, oh my gosh, they probably are not going to have the Oha Marketplace where I like to do my last-minute Christmas shopping. And, you know, wonderful gifts from all over the state.
Yep, and you know, that this is all culminated, right? So prior to working for as a CEO for the organization Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement, I used to work at Oha. And that craft fair that you're referring to was something I started there. And so I was very intimate with many of the vendors and, you know, understanding their various levels of capacity. So that all culminated and helped towards the end, you know, towards what we have now, the Pop-Up Makeke.
I happened to catch the show, I guess it was a couple of weeks ago, and up popped, you know, Maui's mayor and Honolulu's mayor, you know, talking about, you know, they were putting some of the CARES money toward this to provide free shipping.
Yeah. You know, the CARES Act, I wasn't sure the reaction of the counties when I went to them because it was a big idea. It was outside of the box. It was not something that would typically come forward. But my team and I put together a proposal. We went to Honolulu County, and then we went to Mayor Victorino, and we threw out the idea. Said, hey, we want to bring back the Pop-Up Makeke because the initial one was only a couple of months. We thought the pandemic would go away like everybody else. So we only popped it up for a short while, 60 days, and then we all went back to normalcy, but not really. And so we pitched to the counties this idea of bringing it back, but this time using CARES Act funds to help cover some of the expenses because it's very subsidized. It's subsidized. Everything that you see, the TV program to the online marketplace to the staff that's involved to through the shipping is all being subsidized right now by the CARES Act. So these are this is one of the stories that you don't hear too often or on the news, but this is one way in which the CARES Act dollars are helping to keep our businesses alive right now. And the stores, the pop-up makeke, and by the way, makeke in Hawaiian stands for marketplace. So it's a pop-up marketplace. It is doing extremely well. I pulled some analytics this morning to share with the county, and we have sold 56,000 products in just a few months. And so it really has turned into this economic hub, if you will. And 40% of the pop-up makeke customers are coming from outside of Hawaii, which is even greater. That means money coming into our economy that wouldn't otherwise.
Do you have an idea of how much product you've sold, the monetary value?
So it's almost $1.4 million has been grossed, the store has grossed. And I want to emphasize that all of that goes back to the businesses that are part of the pop-up makeke. There is no commission, there's no consignment. They get 100%. We're just a facilitator facilitating the sale of their product.
I just love that you've turned into this wish fulfillment center.
You know, if you could summarize what the makeke, the pop-up makeke is, it's like it's a QVC-like and Amazon-like type of operation in one, right? So you have every week, every Sunday on KHNL, we feature products that are in the makeke, so you get to see it. Someone's using it, someone's demonstrating it, and then it's all available online on this big online search engine. We have over 16,000 unique products on that website. So anything from household goods to the latest fashion to accessories to food. You have Hawaii food. You have Molokai Shoyu. People haven't even heard of them, but I got to tell you, I tried it myself. It's pretty good. Something for everyone in this pop-up makeke, and it connects you to the island.
Well, I understand, too, that you have featured products that help Iolani Palace. I think they have keychains, Iolani Palace keychains on there.
Yeah. So there's a couple of products that I think are worth mentioning. One is, of course, Iolani Palace. They have a store, and their store, of course, is closed because of the Well, I don't know if it's closed now. They might have reopened, but I know that they're not at the same operating level that they were prior to this pandemic. And therefore, you know, everything's just plummeted. So we feature keychains to even Christmas ornaments that you'll only find at Iolani Palace's store. You have memorabilia. You have things that remind you of our queen. You have books. So Iolani Palace is represented in the pop-up market, and they're doing so well. And I'm happy the pop-up market is able to support Ms. Paula Kana in her new role as executive director. Another awesome thing that I wanted to mention, in the pop-up market, you will find a piece of the Hokulea sail. So when Hokulea returned to Hawaii, you know, the sail that was used was decommissioned, and they turned it into keychains, pencil purses, and little clutches. And so it's been sewn. And so you literally can buy that on the makeke and have a piece of the Hokulea sail as part of your fashion. It's pretty cool.
Actually, I think it was Paula Kana who told me about some of the neat things that were being produced, that you can have a piece of the Hokulea with you. I think it was last Christmas, I think, where she shared with me. Guess what they're selling? Guess what the Polynesian Voyaging Society is getting into? So it's really neat that you're helping not just small businesses, but organizations that are near and dear to our heart.
Yeah, and you know, I'll just add that this has helped out our businesses in so many ways. So not only is it helping to put food on the table for some of them because there's no opportunity to sell right now other than, you know, online, it's professionally developing them. It's putting them in places that would have taken them a long time to get to. So, you know, we just opened a retail store of pop-up makeke at Pearl Ridge Uptown. It's a partnership with Mana Ola Hawaii and pop-up makeke. So we have a huge storefront, the old Ann Taylor space in Uptown. So these small businesses now have a space within a space in the center of one of Hawaii's busiest shopping centers. And separate from that, you know, many of them weren't prepared for online marketing. So helping them to develop pictures and descriptions of their products in a way that can market them to a much broader audience, this is all part of what much as he's doing. It's those hidden gems that we won't see on the surface. But I think they're going to be better off after this all passes than they were before it started, which is a win in so many different ways.
Well, let me tell you, it sounds like you're doing a lot for Native Hawaiian advancement.
Well, it's not, and the beautiful thing, it's not only Native Hawaiian. So we opened our doors to everyone. Why? Because I am a strong believer that if Hawaiians can lead the way and help uplift others, then that's the place to be. So you'll find Asian, you'll find all kinds of cultural merchandise in our pop-up matike. So you have sewing kits, you know, you have people that do resin art. So while, yes, you know, there's a lot of Native artists, there's also just Hawaii-based artists in the pop-up matike as well.
Leading the way. I really like that. I like that thought. You know, as we get into the holidays here, you want to share with us, what are you thankful for?
I am thankful for this amazing opportunity to help uplift Hawaii businesses. I mean, they tell me thank you all the time, but really, the ability to provide them support is a very warm feeling. It's a feeling that, you know, you just can't purchase. You can't buy that. So I'm just grateful for this opportunity that we have to uplift others. That's the real spirit of Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I'm glad we found this little pocket that we could sit in and help others.
That was Kuhil Lewis, Executive Director of the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement, talking about the story behind Pop-Up Makeke, the marketplace for Hawaii goods. Move over, Amazon. And as we mentioned earlier, this is Cyber Monday, and Pop-Up Makeke vendors are offering a Cyber Monday sale. So check it out.